From 1967 to 1983, Johnny Bench of the Cincinnati Reds earned the Rookie of the Year Award, two National League MVP awards, 14 trips to the All-Star Game, and 10 Gold Gloves. For good measure, he played in the World Series four times with a big red machine. Bench is widely considered to be one of the greatest catchers of all time, and these days he's into baseball cards. We could go on listing his achievements, but then I might run out of time for the interview. Joining me is Baseball Hall of Famer Johnny Bench. Welcome to Only a Game.
Well, it's great to be part of Only a Game. I am such a big fan. I mean, growing up in a small town in Oklahoma with Mickey Mantle as my idol and being a true card collector, hoping to get Mickey Mantle's 52-card rookie card, which is my total goal in life, even though I never got it. And now I go around when I go to a memorabilia show buying my cards back up. Of course, now Topps coming out with their 2014 Series 1 sets. You can get all the young stars, players of the past. You can win top 50 rookies, win memorabilia. You can even win a Mickey Mantle. So I never got a Mickey Mantle card, so I may have to try to do it this way. I may have to go online myself if I get my kids to figure out how to get me online.
Johnny, you're working with the Topps Baseball Card Company. Do you remember receiving your first card after you'd reached the majors?
Surely you jest. Of course I do. My goodness gracious. That's what made you a major leaguer. So I loved it. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. And now I say, look at me. You know, you could carry them around here. Have my card.
Were there other cards that you remember from your boyhood besides that elusive Mickey Mantle card?
Rocky Colavito. I don't know what it was, but that name just sort of like a Rocky, you know, and he looked like a Rocky. And it was kind of like, you know, you got some really cool cards, and I was a fan of all the players and everything else. But, you know, we only got the paper once a week in my town, so it wasn't like they had the box scores and you knew everything was going on. But, you know, the game of the week, when my dad and I would go down and get a half gallon Neapolitan ice cream, we'd watch the game of the week, and of course, the Yankees were on there most of the time. Tony Cuccinello. I mean, here was Dizzy throwing out the name and doing all this stuff. And here I am, 19 years old, and I'm in Connie Mack Stadium, and there's Johnny Callison, and here's Richie Allen. And you go to the All-Star game, and here's Willie Mays, and here's Hank Aaron, and you're catching behind them. So, yeah, I was a lucky man.
In the 70s with the Reds, you went to the World Series four times, won it twice, went to another two National League Championship Series. Your first full season with the team was 68. How quickly did you realize you were part of an extraordinary team?
Well, I mean, 1970, we started off the year 70 and 30. And you know, here I am playing with Tony Perez in 68, Pete Rose, Tommy Helms, Veda Pinson. And we were close. We were really close. It would just seemed like we needed one more thing to make it happen. In 1970, we started off with Lee May hitting, and we were just dominating. We had teams say, why don't you just give it to them now? And then we were 32-30, and yet here we were 32-30 to end the year, and we won 102 games. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And then when we failed a little bit in 71, the trade was made for Joe Morgan, for Cesar Geronimo, for Jack Billingham. Dennis Mickey came over and hit Armbrister. And that's when we really got it. We had a swagger. That's when Joe had a chip on his shoulder, and Pete Rose was Pete Rose. And we had Gold Glove center field. We had a Gold Glove shortstop in Davey Concepcion. We had Ken Griffey. I mean, we had other teams come out to watch us take batting practice. They'd watch us take fielding practice. It was that kind of ball club.
St. Louis Cardinals legend Lou Brock, one of the game's greatest base stealers, spoke to you after you had thrown him out early in your career, threw him out at second base by a pretty significant margin. Tell us a little bit about what happened next.
Well, we had a pitcher named Jack Fisher, and Lou had stolen 33 bases in a row, I think it was. And he took off against Jack, and Jack looked slow, but he wasn't. I threw it to second, and Lou hadn't started his slide. And he stopped and looked back at me. Just look back at me. What the hell was that? And so after the game, I'm sitting in my locker, and I look up, and it's Lou. And he looked down and said, next time, kid, make it look close. And it was the most amazing thing to me. I'm a young kid. He told me later on at the Hall of Fame when we were sitting around, he said, you know, you threw me out three times in one game. I said, did I really? He said, yeah. He said, you know what I told you when I came up the fourth time? And I said, knowing you, Lou, you said, if I get on, I'm going again. And he did. That's what it was.
You started playing pro golf in the 1990s on the Senior PGA Tour and Champions Tour. What was it like trying to compete at the elite level in a second sport?
It was fun. They accepted me. I wasn't going to beat them. They already knew that. These guys were so good. But it was really cool. It was a fun thing. I brought people into the tournaments. One time, Chi-Chi and I had everybody on the golf course following us. And I played with Arnold Palmer because we usually by that time had the worst scores. And so we played together probably 10 times. And I played with Nicklaus one day in Park City. I mean, it was fun.
What catchers do you particularly enjoy watching today?
Buster Posey, this kid Salvatore Perez from Kansas City is a stud. You got Yadier, you got Mike Zunino up in Seattle. Believe me, there's some great catchers out there until they start leading the league in RBIs or home runs. You're not going to hear a lot about them. There's only 13 catchers in the Hall of Fame, I think, and that's one a decade. So they don't come along that often.
Johnny Bench won two World Series and two National League MVP awards during his Hall of Fame career with the Cincinnati Reds. Mr. Bench, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, it's been my pleasure.